If you believe in mermaids, then you're ready to go back to the 80s. I'm your swing shift host, Darian. After the break, we're going back to Tuesday, April 24th, 1984.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
There's another 80s flashback.
Jason's reign of terror is over. Friday the 13th, the final chapter.
It was Tuesday, April 24th, 1984. The Oilers' Wayne Gretzky is the third to score on a Stanley Cup penalty shot. Bill Collins was against all law with his number one pop hit. Johnny Lee with Lane Brody was on the country scene with The Yellow Rose. Jason Voorhees was back again with Friday the 13th Part 4, The Final Chapter, which of course would be the last time by homicidal serial killer standards. And on TV that night, the A-Team was kicking butt and taking names on NBC. That's my time, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I think it's now safe to go to Camp Crystal Lake. Jason's gone, right? For real, right? I'll catch you next time on another 80s flashback.